I liked it because everybody, you got to see the opinions from the owners and you got to see some of the opinions from the players as well. And stuff like that is very good. It's very proactive. And, you know, thanks Trump. Thank Trump for saying what he said, because without him saying that, number one, the whole league would not have been so collectively together. And number two, we'd never had that meeting.
How many people would you say were about in the room?
Between 20 and 30. 2025.
That was in the city, or?
Yeah, it was in the city, at NFL headquarters.
Did you get the sense that Goodell wants people to stop kneeling, even if he didn't say it like that in those words?
Not really. Goodell, he wasn't really saying too much. He was kind of letting the owners and us more talk than anything. And I know the owners for sure don't want us kneeling, not because of what the message is. Is that what the message is getting across? People are totally misconstruing the kneeling thing from the beginning, you know, from when Kaepernick did it in the beginning. And everybody's talking about, you know, the players disrespecting the flag. And it's never been written and it's never been said. Anything about kneeling down is disrespecting the flag. But there's other things that we do as Americans on a consistent basis that is considered disrespectful towards the flag, like laying it horizontally, like we do it for every home game. Showing it on shirts and merchandise, wearing it as a bandana. That's actually considered disrespectful. So when people say you're disrespecting the flag, as in an NFL player disrespecting the flag, in what manner, in what, like, who said that was disrespectful to the flag? When we actually do it as Americans on a consistent basis. Not only that, Kaepernick and everybody that has kneeled has consistently said, we're not doing it to disrespect the flag. We have nothing but the utmost respect for not only the flag, but what it represents, you know, the military and the people that served and, you know, the soldiers that we done lost and fought for our freedom. You know, so it's been totally misconstrued. And, you know, me personally, I don't think kneeling is conducive for us as players for the league, because it's been totally misconstrued. And it hasn't just happened this past weekend. It's been going on since Kaepernick did it last August. So maybe we got to figure something else out, another way to maybe get across the reason why the protests happened from the beginning, which is because of social injustices that's been happening to minorities since the beginning of time. That's the reason why the kneeling has happened from the beginning. And that point doesn't really get across when you have a conversation. Like, it took me about 5 minutes just now just to say it. And that's the point. The kneeling is kind of got blown out of proportion. This past week was a show of solidarity throughout the league with owners and the players against what the president said about this great league that we're in. And the meetings I've had, the talks I've had, it's like, all right, maybe we shouldn't focus on the flag and the kneeling, but focus on actually what this shield represents, what the NFL shield represents. There is at least 90% guys in this locker room that have done community service work, you know, food drives and give back to, you know, whatever, you know, charities and, you know, foundations. About 90% of the guys do stuff like that on a consistent basis. And that really doesn't get that much light, you know, and we all have hearts and we all try to show it. Some people are bad, some people are good, you know, but at the end of the day, the majority of us, we always try to do the right thing. And we're always trying to support the right cause. Kaepernick, ever since he's kneeled down, he's only done the right thing since he's kneeled down. Maybe he didn't do the right thing before that, but since he's kneeled down, he's only done the right thing. I mean, the whole Sox situation, which I just found out about, I didn't know about that, but he's trying to do and react and do for what he did from the beginning, which is the kneeling. And he's donated his salary and jersey sales and all of that. And you know what? We kind of left Kaepernick to hang. I think so. Collectively, we all did it as the NFL, with the owners included and all that, with the coaches and everything. And I don't want to compare him to Rosa Parks in any type of way, but the situation is similar. What Rosa Parks did when she sat in the front of the bus and did not get up, that was the craziest thing that anybody has done. Disrespectful to white people, disrespectful to the country, disrespectful to the laws that we had established, because those were laws back then. But you know what? Everybody, the whole black race, minorities in general, were behind Rosa Parks. And stuff got done because of that. Laws were changed because of that. And when Kaepernick kneeled, he didn't really receive, he didn't receive any support from a lot of us. And now it's like, okay, we're kneeling with him now. Are we really kneeling with him now? Are we, you know? Or are we going against what President Trump said? You know, so it's tough. I've never really been to political and, you know, I've never posted anything. I just stay reserved to myself. But I had an opportunity to have this meeting with these owners and talk with them and discuss where we're at as a league. And, you know, we're in a trying time right now with all the racial situations, the kneeling, the disrespecting of the flag, and also fans pulling away from the greatest professional sports team in the country. And that's being, you know, considered. It's being felt by owners and players. So it's something that I think moving forward we have to address. And, you know, last weekend was a tough weekend. Everybody's paying attention. I'm pretty sure this weekend coming up, everybody's going to be watching the beginning of the game this week.
You have any suggestions? I mean, you said, you know, you don't think that this might be the best way to get the message across, or at least the message that people are trying to get across. What did you come up with? Did you come up with any ideas, or do you have any ideas of maybe a better, more constructive way of doing it?
Well, there was a whole bunch of ideas out there, and for me, just thinking, because the league is such a great league, the NFL is a great league, we all work together somehow, some way, and shine a light on what players are doing. The things that Malcolm Jenkins are doing should be always on the forefront. He's doing so many great things. What Chris Long is doing, and, you know, donating his first six game checks to Charlottesville. Like, stuff like that needs to be headlines, not what Trump said, not the kneeling, stuff like that, because it's done by players underneath the shield, and it's all very productive and proactive things that are moving towards a direction that we all should be moving towards, which is, you know, social equality, you know, maybe fixing some stuff in legislation, you know. And right now I feel like the owners are giving us them. They're offering us their help, and we should be able to take advantage of that and do something as a unit, and then do something as a league to not only show that we mean business, and the protest, it wasn't just to go against Trump, and the protest, it wasn't about disrespecting the flag, but it was actually about the racial injustices and the problems that we have inside of our country that happens and consistently happens since I was a kid, and since before I was a kid, since you guys were kids. It's been happening forever, and it's probably going to continue to happen. But as long as we're here on this earth as human beings, I think we should be able to try and make a difference. And I think that's what a lot of guys are trying to do when they kneel. It's just getting lost and misconstrued.
John, when was this meeting?
It was Tuesday night. Yeah.
Did you bring back the message and everything you heard Tuesday night to the locker room yesterday? I know you guys were supposed to have a meeting.
Yeah. I spoke to a lot of the leaders on the team and the guys that we brought up to Mara's office, kind of briefed it over with them, and, you know, just letting them know that there's really nothing, there's no decisions being made. You know, there's a whole bunch of just opinions and people's thoughts and discussions that's going on. There's nothing that's made. But at the end of the day, you know, are you willing to help? Are you willing to not protest, but be proactive in what we believe in? You know, if we believe that there are racial injustices and social injustices that we face, and people from, you know, black communities and minority communities that face, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to try to kneel down and spread awareness, or are we actually going to take action? We got our owners on our side. They have many contacts that and people that they can talk to that we can't, and we have them on our side. So we should be able to use them to our advantage, and hopefully we can make change. Hopefully we can make change while I'm here in the league still. And that's all we want, and hopefully that can happen.
Could you just repeat? I was late coming over here. You were invited to this meeting, and then were there representatives from every team? Was it Goodell who invited you?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't know where the invite came from. Zach Diassi told me about it, and he asked me to go. So I went. There were several owners there. Mara was there. The Cleveland owner was there. Arizona's owner was there. Rooney was there from Steelers. Ross was there from Miami. Several players from different teams. Chris Long was there from the Jets. Their owner was there. So it wasn't the whole league, but it was some of the premier owners throughout the league, and some of the players too. And it was almost like just like an open table discussion. And like I said, there was no decisions being made out of that. And it was just like an open table, everybody laying out how they feel and what they felt about last weekend, and you know, maybe some ideas about what we're going to do moving forward.
How long did the meeting last?
About 2 hours.
And was Jerry Jones there?
No. There wasn't nobody from the Cowboys there.
John was there, you said? John Mara?
Yeah, John was there.
Goodell was presiding?
Excuse me?
Goodell was in the meeting?
Yeah, Goodell was there. Yep, Goodell was there. Troy Vincent, Mr. Kraft, the McCourty twins from Cleveland and one from New England, and also Matthew Slater. Kirksey was there from Cleveland. Another guy was there from Cleveland. I forgot his name. Yeah, the owners, him and his wife was there. But it was another player there from Cleveland, and one of the Jets' offensive linemen, and Chris Long was there too.